I brought a backpack. And do you need a backpack? Do you have a backpack? Do you use one? For school, maybe?
Yeah.
A backpack. Well, this backpack is full of all kinds of things that we need every day. Do you ever want something, need something so badly, you feel like you can't go on without it? You need it right now. You think of something like that? I'll give you some ideas. Might help you. Do you ever get so thirsty? Yeah, and sometimes if you're out and you don't have any drink in your car, you got to stop somewhere and buy a drink, right? How about hungry, right? You like beans? Some people are hungry. They wouldn't want beans, but yeah, I like beans, yeah. How about, well, this one might remind you of a couple different things. Do you have stuffed animals? What do you do with them? What do you use them for? Well, you can play with them, and you do have a need for play. But what about if you're sad? Gives you comfort, right? And when you're tired, does it help you go to sleep? Yeah. So we have a need for sleep. We have a need for comfort. And that's what the stuffed animal can tell us. Let's see. What about this? Do you need clothes?
Yeah.
Yes, you certainly do. Do you need clothes? What about this? Band-aid and medicine. Do you sometimes need band-aids and medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes your body needs some healing, right? And these can help. They can help, right? Okay, so here's a big one. This is a big need.
A hand.
You need a hand. When somebody says, I need a hand, what does that mean? Do you know what that means? I need some help, right? I need some help. You need other people to help you. And they can use their hands to help you. Let's say you need to reach something way up high and you can't. And they can help you. They can reach it, right? And sometimes littler people can help you too. Maybe not with things that are up high, but they can help you. And sometimes hands can help you not just with reaching things, but help you with doing things too. They can help you if you need love, right? If you need love, sometimes hands can help you. How? Do you know how? That's the heart. A heart reminds you of love, right? And if you need love, a hand can help you because it can give you a gentle touch or a hug, right? And that shows love. Sometimes if we need love, we need words, right? To talk to somebody and tell us they love us, right? And we could do that with a phone. So yes, we do need a phone. And we need other people. And we need love. Yeah, but you know, who gives you all of these things? God does. And for most of them, He uses your mom and your dad, right? Your mom and your dad for most of those things. But as you get older, you're going to realize that mom and dad are not perfect. Sometimes they can't give you what you need. Sometimes. You know why? Because mom and dad's heart gets broken and they need help too, right? Yeah, they need help too. So sometimes they can't give you everything you need. But who can? God can, right? So we need to realize that our biggest need is for God. And that's why in the Bible it said, in our psalm we heard this morning, it says, let all that is within me bless or praise God's holy name. So everything in me, just like when you're so thirsty, you can't wait for a drink. You know you need it, you need it, you need it. We need to know that we need God. None of these things are going to help with our biggest need if we don't have God. So we need to go to God. We need to know that we need Him and we need to go to Him. How do we do that? How do we do that? Can we call Him on the phone? Well, how can we hear him telling us that he loves us then?
You have to pray for him.
You can pray and talk to him, right. And that's you talking to him and saying, I need you, God. And then God answers your prayers.
And he knows you're there.
He gives you
a book,
a special book that has all of the wonderful things he says to you. He says, I love you. I will help you. I take care of all of your needs. That's a Bible book, right?
I think that's one.
And one of our big needs is to be forgiven, to know that God is not mad at us because we do bad things, but he loves us. How do we know that? How do we know that? What's this, guys?
A cross.
That's how we know that God is not mad at us. He's taken our sins away. Yeah, Jesus died. He took the punishment. He loves us. That's our biggest need of all, right? Okay, let's pray real quick. Thank you, God, for taking care of us, of all of our needs, and especially our most important one, to know you. You are our biggest need, to know your love and your kindness, your goodness to us. Amen.